There are a number of members of the Houston Astros who stepped up to the podium today. They all spoke in the clubhouse after the initial press conference, if you want to call it that. Jim Crane, the owner, stepped up, who, even though he's won a World Series, his team's been in a couple of World Series, I know his name. I never knew what he looked like. Now everyone knows what he looks like, and everyone can't stand this guy. Altuve stepped up. Bregman stepped up, both of them speaking directly off the page, clearly scripted, not an ounce of sincerity. And Dusty Baker's up there for some reason.
He should not even have been out there. What the hell does he have to do with it?
He's just a plant. Everyone loves Dusty, and now you're there to kind of make us forget about what happened in 2017. Of course, the apologies are hollow. Of course, they're insincere. They're not actually apologetic that they did it. They're just sorry they got caught. So I'm not going to yell and scream about how stupid they sounded or how insincere it sounded. That's exactly what I expected. I don't even care to hear from them, quite frankly, because we know what happened with Houston down in 2017. We know they're not that contrite. We know they're not handing back the World Series. But you mentioned prior to the break, and you're not alone in this. A lot of people are pointing out the incompetence of the PR department. And I don't think it has anything to do with the PR department, because this owner, Jim Crane, is the issue. This guy is so arrogant.
I know, but
believes he's bulletproof.
Do you think the PR guy would have said to Mr. Crane, like, you can't be doing this?
Probably. And do you know what I think he would have said? I'm the owner. I pay your bill. Get the hell out of here. I don't think he was prepared. I don't think he put any thought into it. I think he feels like he is holier than thou.
Wasn't prepared
and above
to think
reproach.
About some of the statements that this idiot made.
Well, let's hear a couple, okay? But this will prove my point. This is where the issue is. This is why there's no contrition. I also think he's only catering to his own market, and I don't think people in Houston are overly embarrassed. They might be. I think the rest of baseball hates Houston, hates the Astros, and will for a long, long time. I'm not sure people in Houston hate their own team. I think they might feel like the shine is off a little bit, but they're probably still going to show up to the park. And if they go back to a World Series, they're going to sell out, and they're going to celebrate if they win it. But here's what Jim Crane, the owner, had to say when he was asked about whether or not them cheating the way they did had a significant impact on the outcome of games back in 2017.
Our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. Basically, as the commissioner said in his report, he's not going to go backwards. It's hard to determine how it impacted the game, if it impacted the game, and that's where we're going to leave it.
Yeah, so that's exactly why the players aren't going to come out and say sorry, and it did impact the game. The owner of the team saying didn't impact the game. And then immediately contradicts himself by saying, actually, I didn't say that.
Sorry, did you say that you didn't think it had an impact?
Right. So I can tell you exactly where the arrogance is coming from. I can tell you exactly where the lack of contrition
and apologies. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, here's what he said, Jim Crane, when he was asked about if he should face any repercussions.
No, I don't think I should be held accountable. I'm here to correct it, and I'm here to take this team forward with Dusty and James. And as I said, it won't happen again on my watch.
Well, there's no way he didn't know that it was going on. It's his team, but because he's an owner, can't fire an owner.
I was just saying to Jonas, everyone that was involved in that should not be playing baseball for a whole year. Imagine no one being suspended for that. That is ridiculous.
It's an absolute joke, but talk to Rob Manfred about that. Here's former MLB pitcher. You can hear him on MLB Network Radio, CJ Ditkowski. What did you make of the apology tour that began today down in Houston?
Yeah, it really was kind of started a little bit earlier than that when they had their fan fest or winter warm-up, whatever they call it, a couple of weeks ago. It did not go particularly well, and so Jim Crane promised us that players would address it in spring training. The press conference was not good. The stuff that happened in the clubhouse was definitely better, but it just seems like no matter what anybody says, we're still left with more questions. Like even Carlos Correa, who did a pretty nice job today in the clubhouse, being accountable. One of the things he said, though, was that we didn't cheat at all in 2018 and 19.
Come on.
And that's not what the report said. The report said that they did. And so just when you feel like you finally found the adult in the room that was going to be accountable and talk about what happened, he then says something that is a complete contradiction to what the report says. So now we're left again at wondering and having more questions. And I'm not going to say I feel bad for these guys, but I feel bad for the guys that are in that clubhouse that weren't a part of it in 17. Are probably going to get real tired of this real fast, being a constant. But until we get to that point where we actually don't have any more questions, it's unfortunately going to keep happening.
Well, CJ, that leads me into my question. What was said today was ridiculous, but do you think there could be anything said today, anything possibly said, that the reporters could have left and everybody said, okay, thanks for that, now we could move on? Like, is there anything possible that these players or coaches or that owner could have said where everyone could have been, like, even remotely satisfied?
Probably not. The best they could have done, and I don't even know if this is a reality, I think because of how we're hung up on everything from the postseason. We know they cheated. But then even the guys that did it, again, other guys that did a pretty good job of talking about it, like even Josh Reddick today, and he says, no, I don't think I owe anybody an apology. I don't think, you know, it really affected the postseason that much, which was said a couple of times. Like, that's the part, like, could it keep going on and on? And so would it take somebody to stand up and say, we did this, you know what we did, it was all laid out, and yes, we stole signs electronically, we went above and beyond what we know was acceptable, even in our own little kind of unwritten code. It happened in the postseason. We know, of course, that's going to help you. If you did it all year, you did it because it helped you. If you did it in the postseason, yes, it helped us in the postseason. But then you could go ahead and say, but the commissioner made his decision, and they're not taking any World Series away. It just seems like everyone who's even willing to apologize to any degree that we're willing to accept, they draw the line at the postseason. They dig in their heels, and they refuse to admit that there's anything tainted. And that's what happens, I think, when you get your identity wrapped up in the wins and losses in sports. I mean, it's tough not to as an athlete, but as you listen to Jim Crane there, the idea of that World Series trophy that he is so proud of, that is displayed at his ballpark, and I'm sure other trinkets around in his office and everything else, and the rings and all of it, they don't want any of that to be tainted. So their apology stops when it comes to the postseason, because they're just not willing to give that up at all.
What about Verlander? He's a guy, I don't know if he spoke today or addressed this.
He did.
What was his comments? I mean,
yeah, it was interesting. One of the things he said, he kind of got called out for it right away. You know, remember, he came to that team just for the last couple of months and pretty much admitted he picked up on what would happen, what was going on and what was happening. And the only thing he said was, I wish I would have said more. And somebody goes, well, what did you say? And then he got tongue-tied because he said nothing. Of course he didn't say anything. And listen, I don't blame him. This is going to sound contradictory. I know some people may not love it, to kind of what I've been saying about this. I don't blame him for not saying anything. I mean, the reality is that you see things go on in the clubhouse, or sometimes you're suspicious of things that go on in the clubhouse, that as much as we wish everyone had great character and would stand up for any bad thing that they saw, that's probably not a reality in sports. It happens once in a while, and it's nice to see when it does, but I wouldn't expect Justin Verlander to really say anything in that spot. And so at the same time, please stop saying you wish you would have said more, because I think you're lying. Because I think if we could go back in time, you would not say a word. And I know it's kind of tough to do that exercise, but I don't think there's anybody outside of the guys that have been fired and suspended would actually do anything different. And Jose Altuve is in probably one of the most difficult spots of the group, and it's of his own doing, but he's not giving back an MVP. He's not giving back a World Series ring. He's not giving back that $440,000 or $80,000 World Series share that he got. He's not giving back the $168 million contract that came after the fact. But they did really well for themselves, and they could say all the right things, and I understand why they would, but I doubt that there's a player involved at all that, if they were sincere, if we could give them the truth serum, would actually go back in time and change anything.
With C.J. Nitkowski, and I would argue that's the only way for complete redemption and potential for you to flip the script to the point where you actually get people jumping back on the bandwagon. Because, you know, America, Canada, we love an apology tour. We love a redemption story. If they came out today and said, we're giving back the 2017 World Series and we're going to go out there and win it in 2020 clean, watch. It's the biggest story in pro sports. They go out and do it. I guarantee you, by the time they got to the playoffs, people would be like, I love this team. I love this team. And they had that opportunity, but they probably don't trust their abilities enough. And like you said, then it becomes a slippery slope where maybe they got to give some money back and who knows where we draw the line. But if they did that today, bombshell, we're giving it back. Give it to the Dodgers or just make it blank. 17 didn't happen. But I'm telling you, we're going to win in 2020. That would have been an incredible scene. And if they won it, I think they would be hugely popular this time next year.
they do a lot better than they are right now. As a Rangers broadcaster, I can tell you I wouldn't be in love with the Astros at all, but I would respect it.
True enough.
To some degree. But you're right, and I just don't think that Jim Crane's willing to do that. You know, I mean, I was thinking about this today, right? I mean, obviously it's so cool to be able to win a World Series. Justin Verlander's been at this for a long time. He'll be starting his 16th year in the big leagues. He's got one World Series title. And he's, you know, he's got two Cy Young awards, and you see how he gets sometimes. He was upset that year he lost it and finished in second to Rick Porcello. He very easily could have finished second. This year he's got, what, I think, three or four second and third place finishes under his belt. Like he loves that hardware. I don't have a problem with that. I think it's great. I mean, obviously a guy that's looking at a potential Hall of Fame career here when it's all said and done. But he's got one World Series. He ain't giving it back because he may never get another one. And so the idea of really standing up and, you know, and saying, you know, we didn't earn this, we don't deserve it, it sounds nice, and I wish that was something that, you know, probably could come to fruition, but it's not going to happen. And do you wear that ring out ever? Like, can you ever walk?
No, exactly.
That's the only one that he has. Could Jim Crane wear that to the office? Can he wear that to a really big meeting that he has when he's bringing in sponsors, you know, title sponsors, and looking for some big dollars from people? Because, I mean, that's a nice thing to have, because, you know, that's not something you can't really buy no matter how rich you are. The idea of a World Series ring, you're counting on others and trying to put a team together. And we've seen plenty of high payroll teams not win a World Series. Can he ever wear that in front of anybody? Can anybody who owns a 17 ring ever wear it in front of somebody without being embarrassed?
You mentioned Altuve. What kind of, like, numbers do you predict or do you think that he's going to have this year? Him, Bregman, these guys that, not just because of the cheating scandal, but just because of the spot, like every time these guys go up to bat, the microscope is just going to be massive. What do you expect to see from these guys?
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, it takes a little bit of a conscience to feel guilty, right? And we wonder whether or not they actually have one. And will that affect them at all? Jose Altuve is a great player. I mean, obviously that year he had in 17 was his best year, far and away. We saw the power start to increase. With him, he had a monster power season last year. He's still going to be fine. He's still going to put up big numbers. It's almost like steroids, right? It's like, okay, you're a really good player, but that made you great. But that made you even better into your, in the case of PEDs, right, into your the mid to upper 30s, right? Jose Altuve is a really good big leaguer. Was he only an MVP because of the year that we know for sure that he was cheating? I mean, he had 200 hit season, three of them in a row prior to that. It was the power that kind of came later, and maybe, you know, the idea of knowing what pitch was coming helped a little bit. More, but I think those guys are going to put up really good numbers, and part of it, and I don't blame them for thinking this way, but I believe that they have to not care. They have to not care that people are, you know, disrespecting them, that they're going to get booed like crazy on the road. And the mindset really, in order for them to continue what they've done for me, is I don't really care. Screw you guys. I'm going to do what I do. And that's the only way that they could be successful. If you're ridden with guilt and feel bad, yeah, that could affect their performance. I don't think it will.
You can hear him on the Texas Rangers broadcast. Also, MLB Network Radio. He is former MLB pitcher CJ Nitkowski. Always great catching up with you. Thank you for doing this today, CJ.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You guys have a great day.
You too. There he is. CJ Nitkowski. We'll get into this a little bit later in the afternoon, but from a marketing standpoint, we've had this discussion forever. Are dynasties good for hockey, baseball, basketball? Is a team this hated potentially good for baseball?
There was a massive article written on the Toronto Maple Leafs back when Darcy Tucker and Shane Corson, they're the most hated team in the NHL. Hated.
You got to see it, man. Like, some people, they want to watch a team they love. Some people love watching a team they hate. Hate watch is a real thing in sports and society.
Just like you. People hate what you have to say. Some people love it. But they want to hear what you
have
to say. That's
right. Call me the Houston Astros of
Case
radio.
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed.